like salt and like light. So I would like some volunteers, please. Who likes to eat crisps? And as long as you're allowed to eat crisps and you've got no allergies or anything like that, then would you like to come up here? I've got 6 packets of crisps, so first 6 people get them. Would you like to come on up? Okay, there you go. There you go.
Say thank you.
It's all right.
Stay here.
There you go. You can have some.
Thank you. Noah.
With Noah.
Yeah, Noah can have some.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. And I'll use this last one. Anyone else? Gareth, you can have some.
Thank you.
Okay, right. So these are the type of crisps that were popular when I was a kid. And you can still get them in some supermarkets. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to open your bag of crisps. And inside, you should find a little blue packet. And I want you to take out that packet. Don't do anything with it. Just take it out. Look, Gareth's got his. So that's good. Oh, Noah's got his. Oh, well done, Hannah. You opened that really well.
Judith, where's mine?
Have you got one?
Oh, go on. Judith will help you. Do you want some help?
It's hidden. Hang on.
Give it a shake. Okay. Do you want me to help you find yours, or are you all right?
There it is.
Let's have a look. Do you know what?
I think yours is too. Do you want to help her grab it? I don't want to put my hands all over Christian's going to eat.
Brilliant. Okay, now without doing anything with that salt, I want you to try a crisp and tell me if it tastes nice. So don't do anything with that salt. Does it taste nice? Not yet. We're going to do that in a minute. So what do you think? Is it a bit bland, a bit boring, not so nice. Now what I want you to do, I want you to put your packet back in, but don't open it. Put your packet back in. Right? Because that's salt and we've just got to shake our bag. I'm sure that's how it works. So put the bag, give it a shake. Why doesn't it work like that? Try it. I'm sure that's what it says. It says you put the packet in the bag and you shake it. That's what you do. Okay, now try another one. See if that's made a difference. No? Still not salty?
Nah.
Now, what do we have to do? What's gone wrong? That's a good way of putting it. What do we have to do to make the crisps salty? What do you reckon?
Put salt on it.
Put salt on it. That's a great idea. So in those packets are some salt. So if you eat some salt, so if you want to tip it into your bag and then shake it up. There you go. He's not fussy. There we go. That's it. Can you manage yours? So give it a shake. Put the salt in. Give it a really big shake because that's again what it's called, salt and shake. Is your salt in? Awesome. Give it a shake. And now try them and see if they taste better. Who thinks they taste better? Yes, excellent. Do you think they taste better? Oh, you've not tried it yet. Do you want to try it?
Yes.
Excellent. Do they taste better? Much better. Does it taste better, do you think? Yeah. So why is that? Why is it better now? Because you put the salt on it. Yes, it's salt. Excellent. Well, you can keep eating your crisps. And you can stay there or you can sit down. It's entirely up to you. But I've got a challenge for everyone. The reason why that makes a difference is because it's actually got to come in contact with the crisps to flavour them, doesn't it? So I want you, there are bits of paper on your tables, but you don't need to do it. You can just use your head if you've got a good memory, but I don't. That's why I've given you paper and pens. But what I want you to do is come up with a list or think of all the different ways in which we can use salt. Who can tell me some ideas about how we can use salt? I'll give you a minute just to come up with some ideas with a person next to you or whatever, and then we'll feed back.